Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia is with us live here on WBEN after a horrific weekend. And we appreciate the time, Commissioner. We understand that there is some new information in the investigation that the shooter possibly planned to continue this terror after leaving Tops. What can you tell us?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Thanks for having me on. So, yeah, we have uncovered some evidence, some information that he had printed out that this could have gone on further. And again, if not for the heroic efforts of Officer Salter and our Buffalo police officers that responded within 1 minute to engage this individual, our officers definitely stopped this from continuing on.
Yeah, well, what do you understand were plans for continuing on? I mean, we know this obviously could have been much worse in the situation at that Tops, but there were plans to go elsewhere, apparently.
If he was successfully able to get into his car and drive away, then that was his plan to continue on and drive and cause more carnage. So, there were still other patrons inside the store as well. So, again, if not for the immediate engagement by all officers involved, this definitely saved more people.
Is this new evidence from his social media, or was it in writing? Can you explain that at all?
I'm not going to get into where it was located, what that information was. It's just that we know this individual, who was filled with rage and hate, wanted to do as much damage as possible.
We have, it's clear, right? He was filled with hate, filled with rage, as you say. We see that in a manifesto that he left behind in his writing. That being said, with all of this, it seems like he left behind a lot of that rage. The question is, could something have been done? Would a person like this ever appear on the radar of Buffalo police? A lot is being made of a threat he made against his school, which is, again, hundreds of miles away, last June. How could something like that end up on Buffalo's radar? Would it ever?
So he's not from our community. We know that. He's from 3 hours away, over 200 miles away. He had nothing that came up that he had anything to do with Buffalo at all that we've uncovered so far. The threat that was made last year was a very generalized statement. There was no specific threat made towards a specific person or towards a specific building. It was a generalized statement. The New York State Police responded to that call. They investigated it. They felt it prudent to bring this individual in for a mental health evaluation. They did that. He was evaluated. The New York State Police did everything that they could within the confines of the law at that time. Beyond that, there was nothing else that could have been done. As far as on the radar, there was nothing that we have uncovered yet to this point that would have alluded to anything like this. Now, if there's any, and generally speaking, if there's any social media out there where people are making threats, there are millions and millions and millions of social media users and an infinite number of posts that are going on a constant basis. There are people that see these, and I'm just speaking in general terms here. It's incumbent on people that when they see some sort of a threat, to get that to law enforcement. We take any and all threats very seriously, and we investigate them to the fullest of our extent.
Commissioner, I know that state police are handling the investigation in his hometown, and they've talked to his family. What have they told you from his parents?
So the state police and the FBI are handling that. That's my information. The FBI is in charge of that scene there, working cooperatively with the state police. They initially met with and interviewed the parents right off the bat. As far as I was aware, the parents were cooperating. I was told that they were completely sickened by the news that they heard. But that investigation is going to be lengthy there. The FBI has executed search warrants, and it's going to be a lengthy execution of that search warrant in the house. And there's going to be a lot more search warrants executed. Like I said, we're looking at his digital footprint. We're looking to see where he was, and dig into more of that, that GPS digital footprint to find out exactly where he went.
How were Buffalo police able to respond so quickly?
Our officers are out there. It's about being out, being on patrol. When you're not on calls, you're out and you're active and you're being out and you're being present. That call went out, and thank God they were very, very close. Got right into that parking lot and ran right inside that building. That's what you're taught in active shooter training. They did exactly as they were trained. You get in training mode. I was able to speak with three of the four officers last night. Still waiting to get in contact with the fourth officer, and told them I was extremely proud of their efforts. Made sure that they understood the gravity, which they certainly do, that they they saved lives, but also to check on them to see how they're doing. It's very tough on them. You just kind of get into that mode, and then when things calm down, the adrenaline stops, you can really think about, what you're just involved in. So, we're certainly concerned about their welfare as well.
Yeah, and mental health.
As well as all the other officers that responded.
Sure. The mental health services that are available now to residents of the city, this includes police officers, and are you encouraging them to take this up?
Absolutely. We have a very robust volunteer peer team and EAP services. We have a bunch of officers that are, like I said, they volunteer their time. Anytime there's any kind of a critical incident, any kind of a tragedy, anything that happens that is going to have an effect, they respond along with the Western New York Police Helpline, and they're there specifically to help police officers. And then there's other organizations, associations that come out and help the community. So our peer team, the helpline, EAP, everybody was out here and ready and willing and able to, talk to our officers. And, sometimes officers can be, very tough, if you will, and I don't need help, that kind of a mentality. But, we're trying to change that narrative, trying to change that culture. Let them know that there are services available. There's absolutely no shame in making that phone call. It doesn't have to be now. It could be tomorrow. It could be in a week. But if you're struggling, make that phone call.
We're live with Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia. We learned from you yesterday that the suspect did not arrive here Saturday to carry out this attack, but came on Friday. What, if anything, do you know about his whereabouts when he was here early?
We're still working on that. We do know a couple of locations where he was. We know that he was at this specific TOPS doing some reconnaissance, if you will. We have a couple other locations on video, so we're continuing to build that investigation. We also have license plate reader technology that shows that vehicle was in town on Friday. And that's why the investments that the City of Buffalo, the mayor, the council have made in upgrading technology, it's so vitally important. So license plate reader technology, camera technology, a lot of these things, they're expensive, but they really help in these investigations, and it's vitally important, the investments that the mayor and the council have made in this police department in the city.
Should we expect to see a more visible police presence in that area, or just kind of generally speaking around Buffalo in the coming days, if for nothing else, almost as a calming measure?
We are absolutely going to be out. We're going to be present, as we are. Part of our crime strategy starting a couple of months ago was out being very, very active, out of our cars, engaged. We have a micro hotspot free event crime plan, where we're having our officers get to certain areas that are identified as hot zones. And if the district doesn't have necessarily a hot zone, then identify the district chiefs are identifying another, you know, if there's other issues, but you're getting to certain spots, you're spending a little time out of the car, you're engaging with the community. It's about being very present, engaged, and visible. And high visibility is what our plan is for the summer. The more we're out, the more we're visible. Hopefully that acts as a deterrent. We want to prevent crime. We don't want to respond to it.
Commissioner, thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
That's Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Grimalia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.